Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. And right now, we are meeting with our Perry Chamber Executive Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, well, thanks so much again for always joining me.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to be here.
And, you know, with that, you're coming off the 47th annual bike ride to Rippey. And, you know, I was out there last weekend, and my first time. And so it was pretty good weather, and it seemed like a pretty successful one. So I know you wanted to talk about some of the final numbers.
Yeah, so overall, great success for the event in many ways. Great turnout from the community, the biking community. All across the state, we had riders coming in, and then even beyond that. So our furthest traveled was from Oregon. I mean, but we had Florida and Georgia, Texas. I mean, just from all over the place. So neat to see so many people come and make this an annual tradition, but then also to introduce it to new people as well. We had a good number of first-time riders, so that's always fun to see that continue to grow. So overall numbers, we had 912 registered riders, and then 177 support the ride donations for a total of 1,089 paid riders. And then out on the road between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., we had riders counted. That number was 1,632. So a huge, huge number for riders out on the road, and then a huge, absolutely huge number of registered riders. Many of those were day of, so we had like 200 or so day of registration. So, you know, very busy at the hotel. And then with the group start, I think usually there's a large group, but then people still choose to take off before or after. And I think the majority of people really chose to be a part of that group start with the moment of silence. And it was really powerful to see so many people fill the boulevard on Willis and then for it to literally be completely silent. It was amazing. So really powerful to see that support pouring into Perry, and then a really great ride. So obviously a great fundraiser for us, but hearing from other groups that were a part of it, our friends over in Rippey having a great day and selling out of their food is always great to hear. And so, you know, no major incidents is always a fun thing too. Always good. And so the weather was maybe a little bit colder than we thought it was based on the forecast, especially with that wind. But then it wouldn't be the Burr ride. So, I mean, we just have to kind of take it all in and enjoy that this tradition continues. Appreciate all of that support that pours into Perry physically with bodies, so many people coming out. And then financially, people are, you know, really willing to support local organizations, local businesses. So a really great weekend for Perry overall.
Well, and I was talking to some, and I was thinking, only Iowa has a bike ride in winter, you know? It's
Well, we're not the only one anymore. I mean, It seems like there's one almost every weekend now. We can confidently say that we are the original winter ride for going on for so long, and now there's more and more all across central Iowa. But I think people get a kick out of it being so longstanding and kind of a little quirky, too, because it's called the Burr Ride.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love it. And I know you mentioned it last Saturday, but you said registration is already open for next year.
That's right. So it's something that we've had requested for a number of years now. You know, this was great. I want to do this again. I want to be committed to it. And so it's something that we kind of don't push a whole lot, but we do open it up. And so it is live right now. It's actually a hidden link for registration. So you have to include a code. You have to be super committed for this.
Okay.
But it's super early bird is the promo code that you can enter in to unlock that hidden registration. Otherwise, the normal registration opens in October.
All right. So for all of you listening to the interview, there you go. Lindsay just gave you the details.
Gave you the promo code. Yep.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And so with that behind you, obviously this morning you had another chamber coffee, and I know, you know, for audiences, wait a minute, you just had one, but
yep.
the one in January was delayed because of the weather.
Yep.
So of course you hold these on the second Friday of each month.
That's right.
And so, I know you want to take a moment to kind of thank today's host.
Yeah, it's always a great opportunity for chamber members to gather and network with each other. And then of course with our host, it's always a chance for them to share more information. And so there's always something new going on with our members. And so this month we had our chamber coffee hosted by ISU Extension and Outreach of Dallas County. And so they've got so many great programs. They've got such a great staff and so many great resources at their fingertips being connected to the university. And so it's just a great reminder for people to make those connections with those individuals and then also learn about what's going on, what they are planning on doing, how we can be connected and work together to be a great resource for our community.
And, you know, so that's great. The fun doesn't stop because this weekend you have more stuff, including tonight you have an event coming up.
That's right. We like to go back to back around here.
I love it.
So once a month we have our sip and shops. So tonight is the Sweetheart Sip and Shop or the February Sip and Shop, 4 to 7 p.m. So participating businesses are open late and providing refreshments, just encouraging that extended hour shopping. And then tomorrow we have our 21st annual chocolate walk. So going strong for 21 years, another longstanding tradition, a fun Valentine's themed event. You buy your tickets for $10 and then it's your passport to go around to the 20 participating businesses and get your passport stamped and then enjoy a chocolate treat at each as well. So it's a great chance to, you know, that excuse to get out and see what's new in all of the area businesses. We're kind of in that in between winter and spring. Spring break is right around the corner. You know, it kind of feels like it, kind of not. I don't know.
Yep.
And so it's just a nice chance to get out and see what's new and then also kind of live up that Valentine's theme with the chocolate. And so, yeah, it's the chocolate walk. You buy your tickets and go see what's going on.
And you did say that this is one of the events where you do have to buy a ticket.
Yes, very few of the chamber events really are ticketed, and so with this one it's just a matter of, you know, we have to coordinate somehow with the businesses that are handing out the chocolate, and so we end up using it kind of as a mini fundraiser for the merchants group to then do other fun things throughout the year or help advertise for other events. So it's not huge, $10, and you get 20 pieces of chocolate. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. And so you can eat it all at the same time that day or maybe take some to go, depending. It gets to be a lot, 20 pieces of chocolate. And these are like nice either cookies or fudge or dipped chocolates. I mean, people really do go all out. So it's well worth the $10 and the fun to see it. So grab a friend. Make it a date, you know, whatever you want to do, but check it out.
Yeah, that's a great idea. A couple of great ideas from Lindsay here. With that, what are some of the businesses that are going to be represented for the chocolate walk?
Yeah, so 20 businesses. A lot of them are kind of your usual suspects when it comes to the sip and shop events and other shopping events that we have. Some of them longstanding with like Alice's House Dressin' has been around for that long. And I think she's been a part of every chocolate walk. I think it was even Alice's idea to even host the chocolate walk back then. But lots of businesses downtown, so the boutiques and the home decor stores, flower shops, and then new this year would be Scooter's Coffee. We can't forget about Heavenly Delights that's just outside of town, well worth the drive to go see them. Hotel Pat Tea and the Prairie Public Library and the Carnegie Library Museum would be a couple others that maybe you wouldn't think of. Prairie Grand 3 Theater, Tractor Supply, so kind of just got to check it out. We've got a Facebook event page. It's on Eventbrite as well. So pick up a passport and have it be your self-guided tour.
What I was going to ask is what time does the chocolate walk take place?
Oh, yes. Good detail. So Saturday, February 10th, and this is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Lindsay. And yeah, looking forward to all of that and getting a lot of chocolate tomorrow. So thanks so much.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. That is our Dallas County Let's Talk program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. And our guest is the Perry Chamber Executive Director, Lindsay Pasuti.